This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. President Joe Biden will get right to work immediately after taking the oath of office at noon today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Among other things, Biden will reverse President Trump's bid to leave the Paris Climate Accord and cancel his travel ban on visitors from several predominantly Muslim countries. He's also planning a major reversal of Trump immigration policies, aiming to release a sweeping bill today with a goal of giving an 8-year path to citizenship for some 11 million people living in the U.S. without legal status.
President Trump won't be at the inauguration. Thumbing his nose at tradition, he'll skip the ceremony and fly to his home in Florida, boarding Air Force One final time. But he leaves behind a farewell video.
We achieved more than anyone thought possible. Nobody thought we could even come close.
Overnight, he issued a flurry of pardons and commutations, including one lifting the prison sentence for former Democratic Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. He's been doing time on corruption charges. The AB's Julie Walker.
This follows separate pardons over the past month for Trump associates convicted in the FBI's Russia investigation, as well as for his son-in-law, Jared Kushner's father. Taken together, the actions underscore the president's willingness all through his time in the White House to flex his constitutional powers in ways that defy convention and explicitly aid his friends and supporters.
President Trump leaves office twice impeached, accused of inciting an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building that left 5 dead, including a Capitol Police officer. President-elect Biden is making the fight against the coronavirus a priority, asking Americans to wear a mask for the first 100 days of his administration. The virus has now killed almost 402,000 people in this country. This is AP News. Recall.
The government's highway safety agency is ordering Ford and Mazda to recall millions more vehicles because of potentially hazardous Takata airbags. The automakers have been resisting a recall, instead telling the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration that 3 million vehicles between model years 2006 and 2012 are safe because of an added chemical to absorb moisture in airbag inflators, presumably making them less likely to explode. But NHTSA disagrees, giving them 30 days to schedule a recall on Ford Rangers, Fusions, Lincoln Zephyrs, MKXs, and Mazda B-Series pickup trucks. Takata airbags have caused at least 27 deaths worldwide and some 400 injuries. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Dow closed up 116 points yesterday, the S&P up 30, the Nasdaq was up 198. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.